Hey, this is Anthony from GameMusicProl.com, and this is our first podcast of Numbers vs. Letters. And you want to introduce yourself, Bill?
I'm Mr. B, and I'm the co-host. I'm the hanger-on. Basically, I saw coattails, and I grabbed them, and now I'm riding them.
Like you so often do.
That's how I do. That's how I roll. I have several sets of coattails, but just one of them will get me somewhere. Well, a pair of them. Not sure whether to pluralize multiple coattails.
Well, I feel like I'm the hanger on here because you're the one actually doing all the work, like testing and recording this and everything. I'm just talking.
Yeah, but you haven't heard yourself yet. You sound sort of rubbish, so I haven't done a brilliant job. I should have probably told you that before we started. No, it'll be all right though. It'll give it character.
It'll just show how much better the UK is than American recordings.
Yeah, it's got a fine history of recording, especially recently. Who is a big British band in America at the moment? I have no clue.
Probably Muse. Is this from the UK? I know they're from Europe.
Muse are from England.
Because they are enormous right now.
Are they? Because they've just, like, sort of died down over here now, because they had, like, an album launch, and everyone was like, yeah, Muse are the biggest band in the goddamn world, and then they sort of disappeared. I guess they went stateside. We should probably take them back pretty soon, because I quite like Muse.
Yeah, because I know their first album came out, and it didn't come out in America, so no one cared at all here. And then their second album came out, and then we cared.
You see, that's late to the party, man. You need to be sort of up there. And that's weird, though, because there are some American bands that come out, and it's like the other way around. Like, the first album will come out, and it'll get a fair bit of play in the UK. And then the second album will come out, and everyone will sort of be sick of it. But all I'll see on, like, MySpace and, like, internet and stuff is like, yeah, this band, next big thing. It's like, no, they're the last big thing. I'm bored of them now. Or that might just be me. I have a short attention span.
I'm like that too. But I get sick of songs pretty fast.
Which is exactly the sort of musical discipline you want for a DJ music musician type, I guess.
I guess so. Well, if I love the same album, forever, I'd probably still be listening to that and wouldn't get a chance to hear anybody else's new albums.
That is true, actually. I still listen to Collabicide over and over again. You know that Zealous One?
Yeah, I got. I love that album.
Yeah, I still listen to that, and other people are like, yeah, check out new whatever album is out. Like, Random came out, and I didn't listen to it for ages. I listened to that... The one with the Megas.
Oh, yeah.
A lot. But other than that, I never actually got around to getting the album, because I was listening to Collabicide still, because I'm slow. Which is the exact opposite of what I said earlier. I'm just a liar. I'm going to put this out now. I tell lies. So everyone knows.
So, like, you might say on here that an album's great, but it might not be.
I don't want to set that precedent this early on. I think that's a dangerous potential conversation, that is.
Well, you're the one who said lie about everything. That's not a way to start a podcast before we even play.
I didn't say lie about everything. I said a lot. Right, here's a secret. I wasn't actually baptized as Mr. B. I know. There you go. First revelation for the podcast. That's breaking news, that.
And shockwaves go through the hardcore Christian fundamentalist nerdcore community.
They do all... Who would that even make up? Do we even really want to know?
Well, if anyone wants to say, I wouldn't think anything less of them, but I don't think anyone's come out and said it yet. Anywhere I've seen.
I once battled this guy on that, you know, spoken versus written.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I battled a Christian dude on there, but like,
How did that
I lost.
That's
I always
he probably prayed before
lose.
he probably prayed before he wrote his rhyme.
That's hardly fair.
That's where you went wrong.
He like crew voted on a sort of on a metaphysical level that I can't comprehend. That's blatantly cheating. I'm gonna get his account banned and get the points re-rewarded to me.
Well,
Right.
maybe you could invoke some voodoo next time you go battle or something.
I don't know voodoo. Voodoo seems like hard work. You have to like make stuff. I'm not very hands-on.
You're not very creative.
No, I'm very creative.
I just imagine you like building a voodoo doll, and then it's like who's that supposed to be? Like this guy. It's like it doesn't really look like him. Well, like a little. And then you end up killing the wrong person.
But yeah, but I'd be an inept voodoo priest. That'd be my whole shtick. Who would I make a voodoo doll of? I'd make one of you. So you best sort of. Actually, that's not even a threat. If I say I make one of you and then like end up killing me dad or something, that'd be. Yeah, this is going in weird directions. We should probably focus a little bit.
Yeah, let's just get into the first track then, and then we could
First
go.
track. All right, cool. Do you want one of yours or one of mine?
Let's hear one of yours. Let's see what you
One of.
picked out.
All right, cool. Right, I picked out a premiere. No one's heard this, I don't
Oh,
think.
snap.
I know. Right, this is Dan Plus Ad. This is he's making a new album and he sort of got writer's block at the moment. So I shouted at him a bit and I don't think it helped, but before I shouted at him, he made this song and it's really good.
All right,
So
let's hear it.
all right, here it comes.
Oxford doesn't cut it anymore. When I tried to enroll there, they kicked me out the door. I didn't want to learn there anyway. I heard about their programs and they all sound pretty lame. So I need somewhere new, maybe folks like me.
I
desire delivered to me by the wire. I wanna go to the Wikiverse. past that I don't like. I can change it to my knees and fucking take a hike. This university should be a breeze. And now I'm teaching everyone philosophy of peace. And my average scores are great. My assignments never late. And nobody tells me how to pass a course.
That was Dan Plus Ad and Wikiversity, which I think is a bit good.
Yeah, well, of course everyone knows I'm very much into Dan Plus Ad.
You want to be his wife?
Well, I don't know, is that legal in the UK? We can't do it here in the US.
I thought you could do it in bits of the US.
I think there's one state, but I'm not. It's a pretty boring state, so. I'd much rather live in the UK anyway.
I'm not sure if you can do it here. There's a legal precedent for it, but that's I'm not going to get into sort of civil law because it's really boring, if anything. But yeah, that rocks, man. I love Dan Plus Ad. I actually would be his wife. You might be all sort of half-hearted stalkery, but. I could actually stalk him. I vaguely know what city he lives in.
Well, that's a good start.
Sorry, I might sort of... If you hear any gulping noises from me, it's because I'm drinking booze.
Well, hopefully we finish this podcast before you're too drunk to talk.
That's when I'll talk the best. I'm drinking so I can talk. Because so, I'm chronically shy.
So this is... The one to listen. So wait, you're a rapper that performs in front of crowds of people and you're shy?
Well, I haven't actually played in front of anyone yet. I've rapped to people while I've been in a club. I chatted up a girl once by rapping at her. It was awesome. She was all like, so what do you do and stuff? And I was like, I was going to say, oh, I work on phones for sales and stuff. And I just turned around and went, believe it or not, I'm a rapper. And she was like, bull. That's blatant bull. So I rapped at her. And it wasn't even one of my songs. But I got away with it, but I didn't score. So
well,
maybe it didn't work that well.
You can edit that part out of the podcast and we'll let people believe what happy ending they want.
Yeah, it'll be like one of those choose your own ending books where you have to, like, you know, turn to page 5, Mr. B gets laid.
Yeah.
Turn to page 81, Mr. B catches the clap and dies.
We can make 2 separate podcast scenarios.
Vote, what you want to happen next. Does Mr. B A get sweet pussy? Does Mr. B B, I'm not gonna let them. I'm gonna number it because that just sounds stupid. Does Mr. B 2 not get laid, or does Mr. B C wake up the next morning and realize it was a dude?
But then it'll be pretty depressing to find out no one wants you to get laid.
I'll just accuse them of being haters. I'll shroud myself in sort of, you know, I can't think of a word. Yeah, that would actually suck.
What I imagine before you said you rapped at the club was, I just imagine you, like, walking down the street. If you see someone, you, like, run up to them and start rapping until they get scared and run off.
I want to start doing that. You know, did you ever see all those MC Rection videos of him doing that?
No, I actually haven't.
It's awesome. Like, you know when, I can't remember what it was. It was like either the PS3 or the Xbox 360 or something. And it's like 3 o'clock at night. And he shows up in his car with like a little PA to other people queuing outside of whatever game shops you have over there. And he just starts rapping at them. And they're all trying to sleep in their tents, and it's awesome. So I decided one day I'm going to do that.
Well, once the PS4 comes out, you could be all over that.
I'm holding out for the Xbox 720.
You don't think there's going to be a... Wait, what's between that? A 540?
No, I might not be ready by the time the 540 comes out.
So you're just going to save it all up for the big one?
Hells yeah. By that time, it'll be like a chip that fits into your eyeball. In fact, I'm not going to get another console unless I can somehow graft it onto myself. Like a power glove.
Well, but I think robots will be paying the 720 by then. Like, we won't even be around anymore.
You reckon?
Well...
But who will oil them?
Well, I imagine they'll create some sort of slave robots to oil themselves in some perverse futuristic world.
They could do that, I suppose. I'll look forward to that. That's, gosh, I hope that's in my lifetime.
That you'll have a job oiling your robot masters?
Yeah, but I'm going to put that on my CV. No, you don't put future goals on your CV, do you? On your resume, even. I need to stop using UK terms.
Yeah, you're losing me sometimes.
This is gonna translate beautifully. I'm gonna pimp it. Like, you'll pimp it to your fans, and they'll be like, "What the hell is he talking about?" And I'll pimp it to like my housemates, and they'll be all, Well, they don't listen to me anyway.
I remember, like, when I first started doing the website, the first UK person I talked to was Jeff Stowe from GameWave Podcast and Spirits of Chaos.
Oh, yeah.
And the first term he brought up that I did not know what he was talking about at all was when he referred to college as uni.
Yeah.
And
college,
I was like...
College is where we go when we're, like, 16.
Yeah, college here is, I guess, what uni is over there.
Well, you learn... Well, I was going to say you learn something new every day, but I sort of knew that. But don't you call anything university?
We do call college university, but we usually call it college, and we've never shortened university to uni, like, ever. Such a term was alien to me.
That's dumb. You should adopt that. That's my new goal for this podcast, is to bring uni into American lexicon.
I'll help you get to work on that if you guys take all the U's out of your language.
Never. Never. It's color, not collar. That didn't take long. How long have we been doing this? 20 minutes, and it's a language argument. That's awesome. We did well, actually. I think we did well.
Well, we were bound to come to this argument at some point.
We need to get it out of the way. This is just teething troubles. No, I'm going to quit now. No more podcasting due to creative differences.
We're just going to... Like, you should take all the U's out, and then you'll just hear silence. That's where the podcast cuts off.
That is where I leave the internet forever. I was gonna try and refocus, but then I couldn't think of any words, which is another good trait for a rapper. Do you have any news?
News? Well, I think just last night. Well, I don't know if it's last night for you guys over there, since you're like 12 hours ahead of me. But last night in California, America, Ill Gill, I guess, did a show, and he just released the CD live EP this morning.
Did he?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Well, if you would check my website more often, which I have to tell everybody to do.
No, because I checked it. I checked it earlier today, and it was still that show. Was actually the show you're talking about. Is that the one? Is that the one, right, with MC Fire Drill?
The Chip Fest, yeah.
Yeah, who is MC Fire Drill? I see his name everywhere, and I've never heard anything or a link to a MySpace or anything.
I know he's on our MySpace friends, and I think I talked a bit like a long time ago, but haven't kept up with him, so I have no information on him right now at all.
Oh.
But well, that's he's good. Awesome.
That's informative. Yeah, he's. Let's hope he doesn't listen. Actually, I think your recording just totally skitzed out there. So, what Anthony was saying was that MC Fire Drill is revolutionizing nerdcore.
Or chiptunes, or whatever it is he does.
Whatever it is he does. Excellent. We're very professional.
I know it's going to be a good show, though. They have kids get hit by buses. I've heard them. They have some great stuff. I think they did like a Pokemon remix, which was
awesome.
Epic.
There needs to be more Pokemon remixes.
Yeah, I'm surprised there haven't been more. Like,
I'm surprised nobody's covered the PokeRap.
Yeah, I know. Like, the only one I knew was that the end would be Pikachu. That's all I ever remember.
I knew. Hang on, I'm going to bust out some PokéRaps. It was like, Charmeleon, War, Turtle, Mewtwo, Tentacool, Aerodactyl, Armor, Knight, Slowpoke, Pidgeot, Arbok, that's all, folks. And, yeah, that was the first rap I ever did, actually. Now I think about it. Someone was talking about rap at school, and I was like 13. I was like, I know the PokéRap pretty well.
Was that your introduction to rap? Is that where your street cred comes from?
It is. I'm from the mean streets of Pallet Town, bitch. I'd be representing with Diglett, yo.
If you do a Pokemon rap now, you have to open with that line.
I'm going to. I'm not going to write that down because I have a mic in one hand and a cigarette in the other. That was me lying again. No, I'm not lying about the cigarette. Or am I? You see, you don't even know now. You set a precedent of my lying, and I'm not even sure.
So no one's going to address anything for the future of this podcast that you say?
No. Nope, I think it's just best if you take everything that I say and sort of, you know, think that it might be an interesting point of view, but mostly ignore it.
Just exaggerations and fanciful stories.
Yep, pretty much. I became a rapper when I was talking to Dr. Dre, and he was telling me how I possess knowledge, but other suckers lacked it. I was like, huh. So that's how I got into rap. It wasn't the mean streets of Pallet Town.
Well, that clears that up.
Finally, it's out there. Now everyone will know.
We'll put that in your Wikipedia entry.
I want to be on Wikipedia. I'm on Wikipedia, except my name's spelled wrong.
Well, what are you on?
I'm on the
your article or?
No, I don't have an article. I haven't done shit.
I want an article for my website, but I am scared to death that everyone will hate it and it will get taken down.
So you're more concerned about the career of your website's Wikipedia than your actual website?
Yes. To this day, I haven't made a Wikipedia entry. Nerdapalooza is younger than my website. It has a stable wiki entry.
You see, well, it's stable, but it spells my name wrong. So I don't know. Yeah, fuck that Wikipedia.
Well, why don't you go in there and, you know, edit it?
Because, right, I have this thing about Wikipedia, which is why I haven't made one about myself, which I thought about doing, just in a sort of bout of, like, self-importance. I thought, yeah, I'll make a Wikipedia and I can link it and then people will think I'm important. And then I thought, would it not be, like, this huge thing of credibility that one day you were just Google searching your own name, as you do, and there you came up on Wikipedia. Someone else had made a Wikipedia about you.
That's what I'm waiting for. So people get to work. I want to see some Wikipedia, some new Wikipedia entries by tomorrow.
This wasn't pre-planned. We're not putting this whole thing on just so people will make us Wikipedia entries.
It's like, what do you mean? I'm looking at my script right here.
It's been withdrawn already. During this podcast, I booted it up and I Wikipedia'd it. And it was like, has been taken down for irrelevance.
That's
citation needed.
I think
all the citations, I just linked them back to Game Music for All. So.
I think I would go into a deep, dark depression if a wiki entry went up and then was taken down as not Wikipedia worthy.
That is, what did I see a Wikipedia on? Yeah, you get like 2-line long Wikipedias of some guy who did the extra voices in Samurai Pizza Cats. He wasn't even a Samurai Pizza Cat. He just did a couple of the background voices, and there he is with Wikipedia entries. The swine.
There was one game I was looking for on Wikipedia, and it doesn't have an entry.
What game was it?
I think it was Guardian War on the 3DO.
Oh, that doesn't have a Wikipedia entry.
So, I'm afraid it just might not even exist.
If it's not on Wikipedia, it probably doesn't.
That's what I was talking to my friend about this, and I said, Wikipedia has everything that exists. It's like a small god, how much knowledge it holds. And then my friend said that was the most blasphemous thing I've ever said.
in a long list of blasphemes.
Yeah, there will be more blasphemy from me in coming episodes, I'm sure.
Tune in next week for, well, I think God was a bit of a jerk.
A bit? I'd go a bit farther than that, actually.
I don't know. I wanted to put it nicely in case my mum ever listens.
So she will be listening in. But my word, drop her teacup.
Drop it. My mum doesn't drink tea. She drinks decaf. So, out of a mug.
So my whole world has been shattered.
Yes.
Do you think it's about time we get into another song now?
Yeah, I think considering we started talking about Ill Gil for like a minute and then it all went awry, we should probably song it up a treat. Just, you know, if anything, for a reward for anyone who's listened this far. What song do you want?
Let's hear, I think I sent over to you 8-bit instrumentals rendition of the ending theme to Mega Man 2.
Yeah, I've got that. Do you want to introduce it or say a little bit about it?
Well,
play the sucker.
All people should know, this is an amazing song. Like, you know, a lot of people cover the Mega Man 2 soundtrack, and this is like probably one of the best renditions of the ending theme I've ever heard. So just give it a listen and we'll chat about it a bit more once it's over.
Alright, cool. Here it comes. Thank you.
That was 8-Bit Instrumental's version of the Mega Man 2 ending theme. How did you dig it over there?
I haven't actually been able to hear it yet. You swine.
But it was amazing, right?
Did it reinvent music?
I think it did.
And I missed it. Excellent. This has been an eye-opening experience for me. This has been great. There I go, busting out exclusives for you, and your track doesn't even work. I don't get to hear it till later. Excellent. And now I look like a fool for having not heard it already.
Well, I was actually feeling bad when we introduced the song because I got 8-Bit Instrumental confused with 8-Bit Philharmonic.
And now I feel bad because I didn't notice.
I know I said 8-Bit Instrumental, but I think because I was about to say 8-Bit Philharmonic, but Philharmonic is one guy, and 8-Bit Instrumental is a group, like an actual band.
Is that the one where they're an orchestra? No, that's someone else. I was going to say, there's this one where they're a whole orchestra.
I don't think it's them. But there's just so many bands that start with 8-Bit.
I'm going to put an embargo on it.
I've actually seen 3 bands who were named 8-Bit something now change their names to other things. Like, in the past month.
Like who? You see, this is news. This is the sort of thing we can use.
It's not news if I don't remember which bands did it.
Oh, excellent. You know, this is something that might have happened, maybe.
Let's leave it to the listeners to find out on their own. We're not just going to hand them the information.
We're encouraging them to use the internet and educate themselves. Or not.
whichever is easier.
Well, for us, I think it seems to be bullshitting about not knowing what you're talking about and blagging it a little bit.
The more things you ask me about, the more unprofessional I seem. Because, like, hey, Anthony, what about this thing in video game music? I'm like, I don't know.
Okay, I'm going to put you on the spot. I'm going to quiz you about things. Right. The Megas have a new album, I think. Tell me about it immediately.
It's called Get Equipped, and it came out, I think, like a month ago. They also have, it's covering almost the whole Mega Man 2 soundtrack.
That's quite cool.
But then again, I talk to them all the time. If I didn't know that, they'd probably tell everyone not to visit my site anymore.
So that was cheating. That was... Right, okay, I'm going to have to bust something out. It's difficult. Girljoy. Girljoy is working on an album. Tell me about that.
Ha. All I know is that she said she has some songs coming up for her new album, and that it might be an EP or an album, depending on what she decides to do.
That was actually all I knew.
And you've been keeping up with her MySpace bulletins too, I assume.
I posted on her blog. She did a blog about it, and I said an idea, and then she commented and said, that's a good idea. So that meant I got that Girljoy picture in my comments bit. If you're not familiar with Girljoy's user picture at the moment, this might be a little misogynistic, but it's lovely. It's good. I mean, you know, go for the picture, stay for the tunes. I will say that. But, yeah. I really want to book Girljoy for Nerdapalooza UK.
She resides in the UK, right?
Sorry?
She resides in the UK, doesn't she?
She does. She went to the Chiptune Festival that I didn't, I think. Because there were pictures on people's MySpaces.
Oh, I think, basically, yeah.
Everything I know about chiptunes, I get from Falco Lombardi's MySpace.
Not from my website?
Well, it's more focused on Falco Lombardi's website. MySpace. It's your one-stop shop for MySpace Falco Lombardi needs.
Well, that is true, I guess.
That is something he does have over you.
Is that when there's Falco Lombardi news, Falco Lombardi has it first.
He does. He's, yeah. Well, I knew he was playing Nerdapalooza before he did.
Because you decided he was?
Yep.
Did you know he would confirm to play before you did?
Yep. Precognition, my friend. Precognition.
Thanks to your voodoo?
Thanks to my what? My voodoo, yeah. Can you do precognition with voodoo?
I have not looked it up. I'm sorry to say.
I have to go on to Wikipedia for it.
Hopefully someone hears this and edits it before we go look to make us happy.
Be awesome. Except, yeah, someone should definitely do that. Just teach me how to tell the future. I'll make it worth your while. I'll win the lottery for you and deal with all the karma-based fallout that will come from that.
But if they know how to do it and then they teach you, wouldn't they be able to see if you would actually help them in the future once they taught you how to see into the future?
Well, I guess I'm going to have to keep asking people to teach me until I find someone who can talk me out of being a jerk. So I'll know. I'll be like, teach me precognition. But go, oh, all right. And then I'll not have loads of money. I'll be like, ah, must have screwed them over then. We're dealing with potential situations in multiple sort of time zones now. This is like reading Marvel.
Well, I don't read Marvel. I wouldn't know.
That's probably why you didn't laugh, because that was an awesome joke.
Oh, ha! I get it. I get jokes.
I've got a joke for you. I read Game for Music the other day. Game Music for All the other day. That's the whole joke.
I'm not laughing.
No, that's fair enough. I mean, I actually got the site name wrong. I'm very professional.
It's just, like, when I read comics, I try so hard to get into comics because everyone else is. Like, all the people I know read comic books. But then when I start reading it, I was like, this is pretty cool, but it would be better if things actually moved. Like, if they made a cartoon or a movie out of it.
It's in the mind. Scott McCloud is just sort of shook in his, well, he's not dead, so not in his grave. But if you're not that into comics, you probably don't know Scott McCloud.
I think I've heard of Scott McCloud because Penny Arcade gave him crap a few years ago.
Yep. That's a lot of people give Scott McCloud crap. He likes to talk, that guy. He likes to talk a lot. and yeah. But I like Scott McCloud. He's funny.
I don't think I've actually seen any of the work he's ever done. But you know what? I don't like Scott McCloud either. Just to hassle him some more.
Oh, you're a player hater. You're hating his playing.
Yeah, whatever it is, whatever it is.
You've got beef now. This is it. What if this gets syndicated? People will be like, "What's that all about?"
Well, at least we'll get some hate mail. It'll let us know people are listening, because people are listening to hate us.
That'd be good. I mean, that's worked for people in the past, hasn't it?
Yeah, we'll just talk crap about everybody. We'll just have a whole podcast with a big list of everything we don't like.
That's a good idea. Someone should do a song about that.
Maybe we'll say we hate people we actually do like, just to make sure they're listening too.
That'd be good. I'm going to start doing that immediately. Right, who to pick, though? Who to pick? Who do I actually really love? EPP. Fuck Emergency Pizza Party. I hate them. No, I can't even bring myself to say that. I love EPP.
I feel ashamed just by association now.
What?
I can't believe you said that!
I know. This is it over. We've just, yeah. I was gonna play EPP later. I'm gonna say that now because they're actually on my playlist. But now everyone's gonna think I'm just playing them to apologize. Because hopefully they don't the MySpace views that they will get for being mentioned by me on this.
Well, who else do we love? Well, we were talking about Zalus 1 earlier, but I'm not even sure. What if he beats me up? He lives pretty close to me.
You should just, like, go to his house, stick your middle finger up at him, and then run. And then go, it's because I love you. I don't mean it. I have to. It's for my career.
You gotta understand. Like, I have a picture with him, I think, from the concert we had last year, and he is much bigger than me.
He's, yeah. I have never stood next to Zalus 1, so I can't relate there. I've seen pictures. Is that picture where he's topless and looks like Zangief?
I don't think I've seen that picture.
That is... Yeah, breaking news, topless Zalus 1, scandal shock. He covers his nipples with his arms, so it's safe for work.
Well, yeah, like, that's important news because we'll be launching a simultaneous tabloid with this podcast.
I think it'll be an oddly honest tabloid because I'm thinking of just calling it lies.
Stuff you... Just... I can imagine the tagline now, like, stuff you'll never believe, because it's not true.
It'll sell well. People will think, well, are they being ironic, and is it actually the truth? And then they'll read it, and then conspiracy theories and stuff will pop up about it.
Yeah, like, because, like, if you were in line at the market, and you saw this tabloid, like, you'd be like, who'd print up a newspaper full of lies? Clearly, there's got to be some truth in there somewhere.
And then everyone will read it and I'll make my fortune. Yeah, I'm going to do that now. Screw this podcast. I'm out of here.
They just hear the microphone fall, some feedback, the end.
Yep, the dump. I would actually drop my microphone for effect, but it's sort of rubbish, so you probably wouldn't even hear. It'd just be like, fst, fst, and not even that good.
So you wouldn't even get that classic microphone droppy noise.
Nope. Not even that. Well, my microphone is a coat hanger with a pair of tights around it. The coat hanger has been sort of twisted into a figure of eight and then bent in the middle. And so it's like a pop filter because I'm straight up gangster. That's how we do.
So you're building your own technology?
Yep. I'm all prepared for our robot overlords.
Because you're going to be the first to build them.
But it'll just be me in the future when they've taken over, and I'll be shrugging my shoulders going, oops. Right, I think I'm going to play a song.
All right, let's get into the next song then.
I'm going to play... right. Despite what I said earlier, Emergency Pizza Party are probably my favorite band in the world.
Like, ever since... I didn't hear much of them until their... You know how they did the newest album?
What? No, there's a way of saying it. There's a way of saying the name of the album, and I can't remember. It's like...
I actually just call it Hug, Hug, Hug. But that just makes me dyslexic.
Hug, Hug, Hug. Yeah, I'm going to start calling it that now. But, yeah, not to, like... This isn't me ridiculously fronting, because I said fuck EPP earlier. But the reason I sort of... got in like Rhyme Torrents and starting to make nerdcore and stuff was because I downloaded that MC Rection EP that he did, you know, the my first ever EP ever, what I made EP.
I believe I've heard of it.
It was called something like that. And I remember listening to it and going, I want to talk about stuff. So I made a song, and it was awful. But yes, on another note, this is, which one did I pick? Bottle Breaking. I picked Bottle Breaking off the new album, and this is it. Enjoy it.
You got a real bad attitude, lady. In fact, I don't even want your job. I don't care how much you pay me, because I got integrity. And fuck integrity.
You're mistaken my patience for kindness. I can comb out your mind dust with a very fine brush. I'll smooth out the wrinkles inside your brain. You'll be like Matt Damon of South Park fame. We came, we saw, we conquered your mom. It's a bad fur day, so sound the alarm. I cause no harm to little leprechauns. Leech Lucky Charms from cereal farms. I prepare chicken parmesan for Dr. Octagon. My space doo-doo pistols are fully armed. Shoot a space turkey with an attraction bubble. I seal my mouth shut with a suspension muzzle. Now you bitches can't look at my mouth. Slither away like snakes, straight to the south. I know you pretended to befriend our team. Instead you tried to overtake it like Starscream.
I'll blast you away with a stream of soda. Cause since you're evil like my name was Yoda. You burned the bridge, you're stuck on the island. I'm still happy, look at me smiling. Mentos and soda, bottle breaking. Spray you away, I'm bottle shaking. Mentos and soda, I'm bottle breaking. I'll spray you away.
Mistaken my patience for weakness. On the contrary, I'm a zombie, you're a fetus. So far apart in this world, we're back to back. We're like yin-yang twins, except less whack. Well, maybe you are. Learn to drive a car. Drive into the ocean and see the stars. I get real drunk when I drink at the pub. I like back rubs, but I hate to give hugs. I trim tree shrubs at 10:30 at night. I hate when clubs turn on the lights. Then you see everybody for what they are. Social butterflies and scenes to retard. I hate it when I don't know where my keys are. Wait, that's not me, that's Colin P. Har Har. I kid, look at my teeth. It looks like poop, but it's really just teeth.
I'll blast you away with a stream of soda. Cause since you're evil like my name was Yoda. You burned the bridge, you're stuck on the island. I'm still happy, look at me smiling. Mentos and soda, bottle breaking. Spray you away, I'm bottle shaking. Mentos and soda, I'm bottle breaking. I'll spray you away.
That was Bottle Breaking. What did you think of that, Anthony?
I thought it was the most amazing thing I have ever heard.
Ever in the world.
They are revolutionizing nerdcore music.
What do you think was your favorite line?
The first one. Now you have to put me on the spot because I couldn't hear this track.
Yep. That's pretty much... It's Turnaround is fair play. Did Phoenix Wright teach you nothing?
No, considering I only got through the first trial of the first game.
What? Phoenix Wright was Civilization. It was brilliant.
I thought it was great, but for some reason I set it down and something else caught my attention.
I suppose I can forgive that. Maybe. You should provide us with more news.
Well, alright. Let's see what we got.
But we can talk about this time.
Oh.
Instead of sort of dabbling off.
Instead of just drifting off into very unrelated territory.
Exactly. Well, exactly. We need focus and concentration and stuff.
Well, how about Hex's Nerdapalooza update the couple of weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. They got MC Frontalot.
Yeah, so I know I have to get in there and get an interview with that guy now.
That'd be quite a coup. That'd be pretty good, actually.
We'll get the exclusive.
Hells, yes. Like, swipe it from under Nerdapalooza. just be there before he goes on, like, quickly answer some questions, and then, like, run home before his set and type it up, and he'll go, ha, in your face.
I already see how it'll play out now. Like, all right, Hex, I'm off to go do the interview with MC Frontalot. He's like, oh, what a coincidence, so am I. Not if I knock you out.
Uppercut.
But since I'm lazy and completely unfit, I probably wouldn't knock him out, and then he'd just beat the crap out of me.
I can sort of picture this moment where you, like, swing at him, and he, like, takes the punch, but just sort of tilts his head a bit, and then sort of looms. He'll, like, loom over you and be like, what? You're out of the clique.
And then he throws, like, my suitcases out of his house.
He leaves your records in a milk crate on the garden path. I don't know
because,
for some reason. I think it'd be like a breakup.
I'm pretty sure Hex is also bigger than me. I'm just not a very big person. I just think most people can probably beat me up.
That's not a very, like, strong, positive attitude you should have for yourself.
Well, it's better than a person that goes around thinking they can beat everyone up and never succeeds.
Well, yes, I suppose. But you want somewhere in between. You want to be like, yeah, I could take him. He doesn't know it, but I'd have a chance.
Well, I think I'd have a chance in some fights if I sucker punched the person right at the beginning of the fight.
Didn't tell them that it was a fight first. Just be like, boff, and catch him in the nose, and they were like bleeding and the eyes are streaming, and you're like, oh hey, we're fighting now, sorry. and then beat them up.
Like,
not that we advocate that.
Yeah, don't go sucker punching people.
unless you're pretty sure that they're going to beat you up.
All right, stop, because we just went off on another tangent without realizing it.
What were we even, Nerdapalooza? Yeah, that was it.
Well, because they had the update a couple of days ago how they're requesting all artists to create a Nerdapalooza theme song. So I think that's news we should get out there.
I saw that. I've heard MC Gigahertz is doing one.
Yeah, I know Gigahertz is doing one. I think Hex told me someone else, but now I cannot recall. But I know MC Gigahertz is going to try to do some sort of crunk remix, Nerdapalooza theme.
What, a remix of the Josiah the Messiah one?
Well, actually, I'm not sure if it's a remix. I just know he's going to go all out crunk on it. So we'll see where that gets him.
That'd be alright. I can get behind that. I will definitely not try and beat him. Because the prize is pretty good.
The prize is epic.
The prize, for those of you that don't know, is, I think, second and third place, you get, like, beats and mixing done by rocket-propelled geeks. And if you get first place, I think they fly you out to the next Nerdapalooza.
Yeah, so if you win this, you can get a pretty much free trip out to California, where I think Nerdapalooza 09 is going down, and perform.
That'd be cool. Actually, just to like break their bank in spite of meanness, I'm going to try to get the Rangers to do it, or the other Australian guys, Grandmaster Pink and Diabolink.
I was actually thinking of getting together a nerdcore supergroup for one song to blow everyone out of the water, just so Hex has to fly in about 25 people.
That'd be awesome. That'd be mean, and not in the spirit of the competition.
Yeah, then I realized I like Hex, and we probably shouldn't do something like that too.
And you realized it would be nice if Nerdapalooza wasn't broke.
For the most part.
For the most part, well, little bit of you thinks they should be broke.
Well,
just a nagging voice in the back of your head going, take their money, take all of their money.
I live in a capitalist world and I can't help but have those thoughts.
That's not even capitalist. That's just mean.
Because I'm not... Oh, because you're saying, I'm not going to make any money if they lose money. Yeah. So I just...
This is where you announce, I'm doing my own Nerdapalooza. It's called Geekapalooza. And I can't have competition for it. So yeah.
I just decided to have a nerdcore poetry jam, and we'll call it Wordapalooza. This is breaking news. I just thought of it.
Just right now, this is in real time. Well, as real time as a pre-recorded podcast can
You're
be.
You're watching this, or you are listening to history happen.
This is, and the Soul Calibur music comes on in the background. And what's the tagline for that? Of, like, sold and something eternally retold or something?
I stopped paying attention after Soul Edge. Or was it Soul Blade? I don't remember.
It was called something different in the UK. I think really? It was, yeah. Well, I think it was Soul Edge over there, or over where you are. And it was Soul Blade over here, the first one.
Because I know we went Soul Edge, in America, we went Soul Edge, Soul Blade, and then Soul Calibur started.
I think we went Soul Blade, then Soul Blade 2.
But
I may be making that up on the spot. There's a very real chance of me making that up right now.
So there may or may not be a Soul's Edge in the UK.
But the first one came out, because it was the first game I got for the PlayStation. Because I got a PlayStation quite late compared to everyone else. And I went out on... I got it on Christmas. I went out on Boxing Day. And I got Resident Evil 2 and Soul Blade. And I went halfies on Spyro the Dragon with my little sister.
Spyro the Dragon is a masterpiece of a game.
Okay.
Don't agree on that one?
No. I don't know, I can see why it's, like, really good. Like, my housemate loves all the Spyro games. Like, she goes in a big rant about when the franchise changed hands, and it was a decline for the franchise.
But I've actually gone into the same rant on several occasions.
you should meet, you should start a Spyro the Dragon podcast.
And every podcast will complain about how the series has gone downhill.
Yes, that'll be it. Just some weeks, if you can't be bothered to do one, just like find one from a few weeks back that didn't get many listens. Throw that up again, everyone will be like, oh, it's the same old stuff.
Well, I go into gaming rants probably twice a day. And to people that don't even care.
I only ever rant about Final Fantasy VII and Pokemon.
I've gone on to many Final Fantasy VII rants. Not so much Pokemon.
Well, the thing about Final Fantasy VII, right, it's one of my favourite games ever, but it frustrates the crap out of me because it's not finished. It has dangling plot hooks, and the plot hooks weren't resolved in the movie either. And it just really bugs me.
Well, I, in the same way, the plot holes get me, but, like, that's what leads to a game that you'll talk about the story for years, is when they leave a hole in it, so then everyone can discuss their theories, like, you know, the Zelda timeline. So people are going on and on about that for years, with all kinds of very well thought out theories. So I don't have a problem with the plot holes, but I have a problem with Square Enix, making money off me because I really want to know, like, what happened in the plot holes.
Well, that's fair enough, but, like, Final Fantasy VII came out in 1996, was it?
97, America.
It was probably many years after in the UK, goddammit. We're still waiting for
Chrono Trigger.
We're waiting for Chrono Trigger. We're waiting for Super Mario RPG. It's not fair. We're still waiting for Final Fantasy VI. Actually, Nova got a PlayStation re-released in it.
Yeah.
I don't know. But anyway, the point is, like, Final Fantasy VII is a decade old now. Or over. I think it's the plot's already sort of solidified, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway, yes, that's my Final Fantasy VII rant. There's more to it, but I'll spare you. I'll make a whole podcast out of that.
We'll just have a special ranting edition where we just go off.
Because we should really to juxtapose the sort of focused, regimented style of this one.
Because we're really, you know, how focused we are.
We're very professional. Very, very professional.
It makes me wonder how much is cut out of the other podcasts I listen to.
I wouldn't be surprised if it was not a lot, because it's a good thing we didn't do this live, isn't it?
Yeah, because it would have gone on for hours.
It would have, and I'm going to reveal something about the teething troubles of this podcast, as if you can't sort of hear them anyway. But when we play songs, the first song, when it was Dan plus Ed, we could both hear it fine. But ever since then, only Anthony can hear the songs, unless he hasn't heard the song before and I decide to put it in which case only I've heard them. So it's a system that works. It's solid.
It's podcast magic, because you'll believe we heard the songs with you, but...
We'll legally pretend... Speaking of which, what song would you like on next?
All right, well, you just went last, so I believe we should go with some The Adventures of Dwayne and Brando.
Oh, no, I like those guys. I actually want to hear that song. What song is it?
I think it's their Duck Hunt theme.
I'm in a group called Duck Hunt.
But Duck is spelled D-U-K.
Yes, because I'm clever with puns. But that is... I'm a bit disappointed I've mentioned that now, because that is all I could probably mention about the song, which I'm going to play now. Enjoy, because I can't.
Whatever, I'm going to get it right this time, motherfuckers. I'm bringing home that when I want to miss. I got my trusty dark side, can't confess some shit. Why I giggling, little bastards got me stressing tonight. But I hate being like this on my ears all tight. I got a straight shooter that I keep by my side. Three bullets in a chamber like I need it.
Yeah, right.
Still bringing it like it gets a grill ignited, because the whole damn neighborhood is getting excited, yeah.
Quack, quack, boom, bringing nothing but doom. When the ducks fly up, I'm clearing the room. My fat man's skills will have you holding your breath. I'll have three duck burgers on the side of death.
That was Dwayne and Brando's song, Duck Hunt, which is probably one of the best Duck Hunt remixes I've ever heard. And I've actually heard
many.
Yeah, I think I've heard actually two more in the last, like, two months. I think Sinister Six had some Duck Hunt in their newest song.
Oh, they did, didn't they? They did, but I haven't gotten around to listening to that yet.
And I also think the 8-Bit Boys might have done some Duck Hunt as well. But I'm not 100% on that one.
We can check that out for the next much more professional podcast.
Yeah, we'll We'll look things up next time.
Yes, we'll have, like, scripts and stuff.
And sources, everything.
Hells yes. The citation, it will not be needed because it will be there. We're like, if you go to http://www. I can't think of the URL.com.
But
check out this bad boy.
How many websites can have that in it? You should be able to find it.
Yeah, true. Yeah, I mean, Google. Just Google these motherfuckers. It's not difficult. It's been about a little while, has Google. Right, more news.
Alright, well, we already talked about Hex and all his goings on.
Yes, we did.
Well, I got mentioned in Legendary Wizards blog, but I don't know if that's actually news. It's just something I'm proud of.
Well, how did that go? Because it's something. We can work with that.
Well, because for the compilation that we have coming out soon on GM for A is now gonna have a track with Syrup and Legendary Wizard collaborating over a track provided by cool. Atari Matt.
That'd be cool. So it's like a three-way sort of versus. Is this for Here Comes a New Challenger?
Yes.
Actually, yeah, you should probably talk about that.
Well, we have almost over 20 tracks now for it. Should be out by the end of the month, unless some horrible things go awry. But everything's on track. We're just waiting for a handful more songs, and then we'll get it out there.
I saw the art for it, the Dual Core and 8-bit
Video Game Orchestra.
That's the one. Yes, they don't have 8-bit in front of their name. You see, this is the problem with bands that have 8-bit in front of their name.
They're even taking over other bands.
I don't know how many times I've been referred to as 8-bit Mr. B. I don't even do 8-bit. Not even a little. 16-bit for life, yo.
Like that Donkey Kong remix you're working on?
Yeah, that's alongside that's gonna be a double single, no, a split single. What's the term for that where you release two singles at once? A double A side. Yes, that's it. A double A side of the Donkey Kong music and the Tetris music, because everyone has to do a Tetris song. It's obligatory.
That is true. It's mandatory.
Yes, there's the Tetris song, and you have to do a cover.
But more people should do the Tetris B music, because I don't hear nearly enough of that.
What, the do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-
remember, unless you have their latest disc, because I if it's on Willow Ex-Girlfriends, I don't have that CD yet.
You don't have? Because I think it's on Kool-Aid. You have heard Kool-Aid.
Oh, maybe it is on Kool-Aid.
You know where they go through all the flavors?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think it is.
Yeah. Well, there we go. Your wish has come true, except in the past.
So, then it wasn't really a wish at all.
No, it's still a wish. If, like, I turned around and when I wish at one point I was shorter, then that happened. No, because that actually isn't a wish coming true. I'm bad at this. I should think these things through. I need a better sense of inner monologue.
Way to defend your position there. Well,
yeah,
my wish wasn't to have a Tetris B remix, but to have more of them. So I think my wish still stands.
I at no point contested that your wish didn't stand. That was actually you.
But I did. I just had an inner monologue with myself. It turns out.
Well, we've held a conference, myself and my inner monologue. We've come to a compromise. whereby we've changed the wording. Oh dear. Right, yeah. This is I've decided we need to be a bit more quick fire with the songs. So I'm gonna put another one on. Which one? I'm going to play a Stunt Junkies song. I don't know if you've been on their MySpace recently, but they've been churning out new songs.
Yeah, they've been going rapidly. That's like 6 new songs in the past month.
Yeah, loads, just loads and loads. They put me. I was talking to Booty Rage Samurai, and he was just saying, yeah, we've made a fair few songs, and I compared it to myself because I'm a massive egotist, and it's something like there's 3 members of their group, and there's 1 of me. So, in the period of time it took them to make like 6 songs, I made 2. So for every 1 member of me, there was 2 songs from each member of I can't even remember. Stunt Junkies, that's what they're called. I can't even remember my point.
See what math does to you?
Exactly. This is why we named the podcast Letters versus Numbers.
Or numbers versus letters. Which order is it in?
Honestly, I don't think it matters. I think as long as we know that the pair are fighting, I think that's the key element. Yeah, this is Sperm Donor by the Stunt Junkies, and it's beautiful.
I get money, turn nothing to a cup. Professional masturbator, that's what's up. Donating sperm is what heroes do. Just fill up a cup with my hero stew and give it to the lady at the fucking front desk and tell her to make out the check to X-ray spec. Thank you.
myself a jerk. And when I bust off in that little cup, you know that they gon' give me like 50 bucks,
I think it would be a good idea to make money out of donating sperm. That could be a career, I think.
That sounds like one sound business idea.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, I'm not going to go into this too deeply because the conversation could go very wrong very quickly. But, you know, there's the usual male way of passing the time. You're wasting investment capital.
So what you're saying is this time that most people spend wasting could actually be the biggest money maker of
their
whole day.
Well, for some people, I suppose. In some cases, I've heard that it could take 10 minutes.
It's not your average or anything like that.
No. I use calendars. We've already established that I lie a lot. It's all cool. I know what you all are thinking.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
If you go to Mr. B's house, you're not going to see any like time charts for this sort of stuff, I'm sure.
There's definitely not a ruler with like occasional pencil marks on it. No, you won't find that.
Well. And then this conversation did go completely awry and raw.
I don't know. We kept it nicely reined in. It could have got a lot worse.
Could have gone more lowbrow.
It could have, and we're all about the class here, at letters versus numbers versus letters.
I wear a suit when we record.
I wear a suit. I wear a birthday suit.
And I think we've lost the audience.
Yeah, bye-bye. Yes, we've been this podcast, and I'm not going to do an outro, because you're gone.
I'd like to see someone announce that at the end of their podcast. Like, thanks for listening to our podcast, and just so you know, we've been recording completely nude. Hope that stays in your mind. Goodbye.
My nipples are huge. Good night. I wish I'd held that bad boy back now, because that's how I would have ended this one. But once again, no sort of inner monologue.
We're not quick wit enough to save something like that for the end.
No. Well, that's not how quick wit works. You have to bust it out immediately.
And I did. That was my idea for the end, but
except we've already talked about how we don't bust them out immediately. So, there you go. That was a bit of quick wit for you. Referencing... Oh, I don't even want to talk about this anymore. Change the subject.
Alright, well, how about we get into the next song?
Yeah, that's awesome. We can fall back. We have something to save us from going just hideously wrong. I think this is the last song.
Yeah, I believe so. It's the sixth song, right?
Yes.
All right.
So what you got for us?
Oh, this is a fantastic ending song too. This is I have been in love with this guy ever since I heard an album of his a while back, and this is his newest album. It's called Epidemic, and it's actually he does a whole EP all about a zombie invasion.
That's I sort of wish I'd thought of that first.
Yeah, I think Hex actually thought of it first, long, long ago, when he wanted to do his big zombie, like, compilation opera.
Hex thinks of everything first.
Half the things he thinks of are when he's talking to me, and I think of something.
You're his foil. Also, Hex would have probably said the name of the artist of the person doing the song you're about to play?
Yes, Jay Tholen. The song is Drift Downstream. It's the final track from the album Epidemic, and let's hear it now.
All right, here we go.
Goodbye.
and that's Jay Tholen. His whole album you can check out on his verb.com page. I'll have to make that in some show notes we do or something.
Which we've just decided we're going to make.
Yes. While you guys were enjoying a relaxing song, we were still getting down to business and deciding how this podcast will work.
We don't ever stop. We're constantly in the planning stages.
Sometimes I'll call Mr. B up like at 11 a.m., which is like 11 p.m. there. I'm not sure. But anyway, he's asleep, but I'm not. And I'll just start throwing out ideas.
And I'll just have to listen to them because I'll be like, well, it would be nice if I could sleep, but this is important for my career.
Well, hanging on to coattails is not an easy job.
It's not. It's a full time job. And what if one of my coattails sort of wanders off? Then I'm screwed. I've got less coattails.
So then you have, for every one you lose, it's like you have to find two more.
Exactly, and that in itself is hard work, except in my case because I stumbled across all of them.
So you just drift around shiftlessly until you find someone with some sort of credible talent.
Pretty much. I just sort of, you know, shout my own name over and over again to the entire world until someone says, hey, I've got this project. You should be on it because you shout your name a lot. And I'd be like, hell yeah, boy. And because they're usually boys, unfortunately. But, and then I get on it and become famous. And that is how you do it. I'm going to write a book.
How Mr. B became famous or how you can get famous?
How Mr. B became famous. Because if I called it How You Can Get Famous and then be sought by Mr. B and then realized I wasn't famous, they'd be like, well, I'm not buying that. It clearly won't teach me anything. But if I write it like, how do you become famous? then they'll buy it and then people will have heard of Mr. B and this book will be How I Became Famous.
I think
that'll be the last thing.
And some sort of reverse famousism, if you write the book, people will see the book and automatically assume you're famous, making you famous, even if you weren't famous before.
Exactly. You've put that eloquently. That is what I'm getting at. I need to be famous urgently. I don't like my job. I would like a new one, please.
I don't think any... A lot of people in Nerdcore still have regular jobs, and I don't think any of them like their jobs.
Some might. What about the ones that work at, like, game shops and comic shops and stuff?
Well, I think a couple. Like, well, I guess they'll have to tell us. But I'm assuming no one ever likes to do work, ever.
I don't know. There's got to be some job out there. Or I'm just gonna quit now. Give me hope.
Yep. I think being a critic must be a great job. Just telling people what your opinion is.
That would be a great job. I was to lower the tone, I was talking to Booty Rage earlier, and after some discussion about other jobs, we decided the best one would be blowjob tester.
That does sound like a pretty good job. if you get to pick the people that are testing on you, I guess.
Well, I don't know. I have the ability to close my eyes. That doesn't matter so much.
So if it's like a blind test, you're all right with it?
Well, I could choose whether I have my eyes open or not. You see? So I could look and then go, oh, this is an eyes open job, definitely. Or it could be, this is give me painted black goggles, please. But either way, it'd be fun.
I can't imagine someone complaining about the job.
And I could make money on the side with the sperm donor business.
So it's like having two jobs in one.
Exactly, it's multitasking. Because that's how I do. Always thinking of the business side. I think I think we're pretty much done.